I hear the phone, so maybe we have the one and only Councilwoman Edith Child. Do we have Edith on the phone?
You do.
Yes. How you doing, Edith?
I'm doing good, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Tell us what's going on up there in Big Charlotte, the Queen City.
Oh, my goodness. Ann, it's just unreal. It's just wall to wall. You have to walk in line on the sidewalk.
Oh, my goodness.
Walk in line on the street. It's unreal.
It is unreal.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. You know, I'm headed up your way tonight. I'm going to be there for breakfast in the morning with you guys.
Okay.
And planning to, I think I'm supposed to interview Congressman Clyburn tomorrow morning on the air, and we'll see what other trouble we can get into when we get up there.
Oh, okay.
How does that sound?
Okay.
And then I want to tag along, and you have more caucus meetings and whatnot to go to?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how's the weather up there, Edith?
Well, it'll rain 1 minute, and then the sun comes back out. And it's done that for the last 3 days.
Now, Sunday, where did you do on Sunday?
Sunday, I went over to the panel with the Winthrop College that had them meeting. So I went over there with them.
Okay. And how was that?
It was really nice. It was really nice. We had students from Lander,
mm-hmm.
from Newberry College, from Winthrop. And students from other places that I didn't know them.
Right.
But I just know our students, you know.
Sure. Now, what is the feeling that you're feeling up there in Charlotte? What's the general mood?
Well, honey, they fired up up here.
They're fired up and ready to go?
Yes, I fire them up every morning before we leave, before we go over to the convention center.
I'll bet you do, Edith. Now, are you wearing some fancy hats up there?
Well, I wore a hat on Sunday.
Okay.
And I've been wearing cap, and I wear a hat on Thursday.
You wear a hat
but
on Thursday.
But other than that, I'm wearing cap. Uh-huh.
Now, of course, they're having all these different caucus meetings. Everything from, what, the Black Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, the Ethnic, the AAPI, all these
uh-huh.
different ones. This is
uh-huh.
quite inclusive.
Yeah.
Now, what caucuses have you been attending, Edith?
Okay, I went to the one for the veterans
uh-huh.
and their families. I went to that on yesterday. Had several speakers for there talking about the kind of benefits that's available for the families, those servicemen, and the other things that they have available for them. So that was really good. So I got some printout from that. And then yesterday afternoon we went out to on the town, so to speak, where they just have everything downtown.
Food,
anything you want to buy. Buy downtown. I didn't see any clothes, but I saw a lot of T-shirts and shirts and that kind of thing.
Well, yesterday,
downtown.
What was that, Carolina Fest or something, I think?
Yeah, they opened that up yesterday.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
And then today, I went in on the small business meeting, and they talked there about the money that were available for small businesses and how you could get involved in that. So we sit in on that for 2 hours. So it was very interesting. And then the gentleman that did it, he said that if he didn't have our email, it didn't matter. That he had all our email, and he would email us the information. That we'll get a report from him every other month.
Wow. So he was with the federal government, I guess, or?
Yeah. I don't remember his name. There's so many names. I don't remember his name, though.
Well, what's on the agenda for tonight, Edith?
Okay, tonight. What are we going tonight?
A Blue Bash with Alabama and Georgia.
Okay. The Blue Bash is tonight. The Blue Bash, honey.
Okay.
B-L-U-E Bash.
Okay.
with Alabama and Georgia.
Okay. And I guess there'll be good food?
Well, I'm not impressed with the food.
You're not impressed with the food? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. We had good food down there in at the Republican one, I'll just tell you. I had good food, but I had to eat standing up all the time. That was the only problem for me.
Well, we just bought some Bojangles
okay.
Food, And there were no tables or anything. We had to stand outside the wall to eat.
Oh, okay.
So I understand that. It's this way out here also. They don't let you bring anything in. So you have to buy everything in here.
Yeah, that's not fair, is it?
It's not, but it's...
So it
you got the chicken tenders and water, $13.47.
Wow.
No bread, no fries, no nothing.
Wow. Okay. Well, note to self, but how's the breakfast then?
Oh, the breakfast is good. They have grits and eggs and bacon.
Okay.
Well, yes, they had bacon. Then we had sausage this morning.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I get some breakfast tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you have to be there by 7:30.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Sure.
And let's see. Michelle Obama speaks tonight. Will you be there for that?
Yes, she speaks tonight. They haven't gotten started yet. They told us that our session is going to open up at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And said for all the delegates to be here, we're here, but they haven't opened up yet.
Okay.
All
right.
We're here.
Did you get a chance to go to the motorsports part?
Huh?
Have you been to the motorsports part?
Yeah, we went over there Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, it was nice Sunday.
Was it? Well, that's great. Well, listen,
yeah.
Edith, I look forward to seeing you in the morning for breakfast.
Okay.
And we'll talk more, and maybe I can get you on the air, and we'll see what's going to be going on. I'll be interested to hear what you think of Michelle Obama's speech tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling me.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.